One creditor was Jacqueline Smith, owner of a Glendora firm that sells supplies to printing companies. Smith said she'd given Miller, whom she'd known for several years, a $17,000 loan that he repaid in January with a check that bounced. He then supplied another check from another bank, which also bounced, she said. Smith later made a complaint to Los Angeles police, and investigators are attempting to determine if Miller committed fraud by giving her the checks, knowing that they would not be covered by his banks. Marge Russo, owner of a Reseda real estate agency, said that she loaned Miller $6,500 for the purchase of a Palm Springs condominium, but that he also failed to pay her back. She has since filed a lien against him. According to records with the county recorder's office, Miller stopped making mortgage payments on his home, and foreclosure proceedings had begun. Records also show his company failed to make at least $4,500 in tax payments to the state. There were other debts as well. Hopkins said Miller stopped paying him and other employees soon after the start of the year. He said that on at least two occasions people came into the office looking for Miller and saying he owed them money. But after the first of the year, Miller was rarely in the office to greet clients or creditors. While his financial world was crumbling, his personal life was apparently quite active. Dorothy Miller said her husband spent the Christmas holidays in Orlando with her, but on January 1st said he had to leave on a secret government assignment to South America. But acquaintances said Miller actually flew back to his life in California, and while on the plane, he met 33-year-old Jane Magie, a divorced mother, with whom a romance blossomed as soon as the plane touched down in Los Angeles. According to Jody Bowen, who describes herself as Magie's best friend of 10 years, Miller wined and dined Magie, boasting that he was an attorney worth $4 million. There were front-row seats to the Phantom of the Opera, weekends at expensive bed-and-breakfast inns in Newport Beach, dinners at formal political functions. "He was Prince Charming," Bowen said. "We had to go out and buy gowns for her so she could go to some of these functions with him. And he was obsessed with her. He called her every day. She was not happy with her job and thought, 'Here's someone who can take me away from this life.'" Miller and Magie were married February 16th in a Las Vegas chapel. Bowen was the witness, and that weekend the new Mrs. Miller won $3,000 playing video poker, a lucky start to what would be an ill-fated marriage.